Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom Williamson singing It Is Well, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled It Is Well, from 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 17 through 26.
It is well with my soul. my soul. She sought the spoken word of God over our problem. She knew the word would be what it was promised to be, alive and powerful, quicker and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, and it would bring the dead back to life. What's dead in your life today? Huh? What's dead in your life today? What have you given up on? Why have you camped out and driven your stakes down into the ground of defeat and discouragement and fear? Why are you living there today? God has a way of getting you to stay in touch with Him. And you know what? What's happening in your life may be a position that God has put you in to get your attention, to get you back to where you should be with Him. Amen. So when the enemy of heaven today rises up against you, thank God you can pick up the word of God, the promises of God, and you can use it. But you know what most of us do? We sulk and we sit down, or we climb in the bed and we just have a pity party and we give up and nobody understands what I'm going through. Let me tell you what, you don't understand what Jesus went through to give you the victory. It's a problem. You've never understood what He accomplished at the cross. And if you'll go back to that cross, and if you'll apply this word, I'm here to tell you right now, God will lift you up and God will encourage you. Sure, you may have gone through some valleys of shadows and difficulties and problems and failures in life, but I'm glad there's a God that reaches down and inclined unto me. He heard my cry. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. And thank God He set me upon a rock. Amen. And He established my going. So the Word of God promises and says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers him out of them all. This woman gave a word of faith, and so that's why she could say, it is well. Amen. When she arrived to Elisha's presence, Elisha wanted to know, is the peace of God still resting in your life, Shunammite woman? Is it well with you? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your life? See, God's asking you that question today. Hear me. He's asking you a question today. Is it well with you? Is it really, is it well with you today? Is everything in your life where it should be with God? Are you sold out to Jesus the way that you should be? See, God's saying today, is it well? And I'm afraid today, if God brought the audible words out of your being today, I'm afraid you would have to say, no, it's not. It is not well. Nobody knows what I'm in and going through. See, you're bound up today. Christian people can get bound up in sin if you're not careful. You can get bound up today in worry. You can get bound up today in disappointment. You can get bound up in yourself today. You're bound up in fear. But let me tell you what, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. Amen. See, God already knows what you need. He already knows what you need. He already knows what you need to know. And today, if you'll have the courage to ask Him today for the help, I'm here to tell you today, He'll give it. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. See, there are people today in this place that the Holy Spirit right now is whispering into your soul, and He's asking you simply this question, is it well with your soul? Really? See, today you can fool me, you can fool everybody else, but you can't fool God. But you in a moment are going to have an opportunity to do something about it. You know, we have to look at our lives today. If you have to stand before the holy God that He is right now, suppose the rapture occurred in the next 15 seconds. Count it down. And then you were taken into the presence of Almighty God. And God said, here is your life. What would your life say? Embarrassment, defeat, discouragement, giving up, throwing in the towel, sinful? Or would you say, or would your life say, God has been glorified in my living every day? What would your life say? See, you are testimony today, either to the glory or to the fact that you're ashamed upon His name. You've got to make a decision today to examine your heart and to determine, is it well with my soul? Is it really? Am I right with God? Am I trusting God? When was the last time you really talked to God? When was the last time you really thanked Him? The Bible says in all things give thanks. Thank Him today, for He has never failed you. Thank you today that He's led you through the green pastures and the lush places that He has designed for your life today. Thank Him that His angels have guard over your soul today. Thank God of the Holy Spirit that leads you and lives within you today. Thank God for whom the Son sets free is free indeed. See, so God wants you to know today, it is well with you today. He wants you to know that it is. Amen. Too many of you today spend too much free time rehearsing the story of your life. You talk about the pains and you talk about all the struggles that you're in and gone through today. But let me just encourage you today. Anytime you come into a difficult circumstance, you're going to make a choice between two things. You're going to choose between fear or you're going to choose between faith. Amen. Faith believes that God can. Fear rehearses that He won't. Faith says because God said it, He will. Faith grabs you and says, it's over. You're defeated. You can call on God as a healer and know that it is well. You can call on Him today as a provider and know that it is well. You can rejoice in the Lord because you know it is well. You can know that He is sufficient and you can know that it is well today. But have you come to the place that you have given it all to God? See, God can solve all things. Everything in your life. Elisha returned to the chamber. Let me just wrap it up here and give you the end of the story. The story ends with this woman, a dead son, and Elisha, the man of God. Elisha goes into the chamber where the boy is at. He closes the door and he prays. But nothing happens. But preacher, I came and you prayed over me. But nothing happened. So Elisha returned to the chamber. And he lays over the dead body of the boy. And he breathes on him. Nothing happened. He does this the second time. The boy sneezes 7 times. And is alive and restored. See, the battle's not over just because you start praying. Sometimes the answer doesn't come instantaneous. Sometimes you don't get up and say, "Woo! I know I got it now." And you know what? Yeah, you got it all right. You got more trials in your life. See, the battle's over when you have been promised and you today have had the promise returned to you. So many times we start the journey saying it is well. Challenges will come along and cause us to falter, and the Bible has made a promise. He who began a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. No matter what battle you're fighting, no matter what situation that you're in or what need may be in your life or what mountain that you're facing today, you have a choice, fear or faith. You know, the man of God, Elisha, could have said, "Well, you know, she and the white woman, I went in and I prayed over him and I guess death is the answer." Sometimes you get into your pages of the journals of your life and things didn't go quite as well as you wanted them to.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.